aliens, nukes, and the shuttle program. UFOs just keep appearing everywhere. It is no surprise when they follow one of our launches anymore. The recent launch of a satellite by SpaceX was followed by a glowing ball of light which flew past the rocket. There is a long history of UFOs following launches. Years ago, when a missile was shot down after launch at Vandenberg, it was revealed by one of the workers there, it was shot down by a UFO. It happened in 1964 during a test of an intercontinental ballistic missile. It was only a dummy, but the original was to contain a nuclear warhead. The witness said he watched a film in the major's office which showed a UFO flying after the warhead and shooting a beam at the side, then the top, then the other side, and then the bottom of the warhead, making it tumble out of space. Our rockets seem to interest UFOs, but not as much as those with nuclear warheads. Any nuclear device seems to interest UFOs. Remember the famous sighting at Bentwaters in England, where the deputy base commander of an American base on British soil actually saw a UFO on the ground? That same night, a UFO flew over that base and shot a beam down over some hangars which were reputed to have nuclear weapons in them. We were never told what effect the beam had on the weapons for a couple of reasons, one being the fact we never admitted to storing nukes in Britain. We know UFOs interfered with nuclear-armed nukes at two bases and maybe more in this country by putting them on launch mode then shutting them down. Aliens seem to be warning us that nuclear weapons are not the way to go. Do they have some unknown stake in keeping most of us alive, and if they do, why? They seem to have been very interested in other things as well, such as power stations, water, and the space shuttle, along with people, if the abduction stories are to be believed. When Project Blue Book was formed to explain away UFO sightings, yes, explain away, it still was stuck with over 700 sightings out of 12,618 they couldn't make up a story for. It does make one wonder how many sightings were really UFOs from somewhere else, doesn't it? We are talking about a period in time of about 22 years which convinced the astronomer and physicist on the project to believe UFOs were extraterrestrial vehicles. It seemed aliens were very interested in the space shuttle. The space shuttles flew for 30 years and flew 135 missions. The shuttles completed 20,830 orbits of the Earth. They spent 1,323 days in space. 833 people went onto shuttles. The space shuttles dock it 37 times at the International Space Station. 14 astronauts died on space shuttle missions, including Israel's first astronaut. The space shuttle missions were numbered by when they took place and preceded by STS. In other words, if it was the sixth flight, the mission designation was STS-6. STS-48 was in orbit in 1991 when it was announced there were several objects near it which were said to have controlled flight. Immediately, UFO investigators chalked this up to alien craft. NASA would never let they stand, so they said it was ice particles. Ice particles in controlled flight? I don't think so. When the space shuttle Endeavour blasted off on its final mission, one of the astronauts brought a handheld camera with him. The year was 2011, and it was near the end for the space shuttles. As the shuttle jettisoned its fuel tank, a white UFO fly past it. The photo has been published quite few times. It shows an object with a very strange shape. Could this be an indication the UFO might even have come from a different dimension? STS-115 has been a bone of contention. When it was reported UFOs were flying near it, the authorities said it was only debris from other flights. Not everyone believes this story, and some UFO investigators believe what was seen was not from this world. Perhaps the most famous mission for UFOs was STS-75. It was to lower a 12-mile-long tether which would deploy satellites. The tether broke after it was deployed and the satellite lost. This is not the most interesting part of the mission, however. Swarms of UFO gathered around the tether, and since we knew the tether was 12 miles long, We could finally determine the size of the UFOs. It seemed hundreds of UFOs flew past the tether, but this was never acknowledged by the government. One NASA astronaut who flew on the space shuttle was asked by a reporter what he believed about alien theories. His reply startled the reporter because it was not what he expected. The astronaut, who himself was a scientist, stated he believed he once saw an alien in the cargo bay of his shuttle and it eventually floated out into space. He said he and another astronaut called NASA to find out what it could be. So, there was more than one astronaut who saw the alien. He was told it was ice which broke off the Freon hoses. There always seems to be an excuse, doesn't there? Could it be astronauts didn't know what ice looked like? A NASA employee who was said to have been involved in more than 650 missions, including the Mercury program, Apollo missions, the Space Shuttle program, and the launching of the International Space Station, had something very surprising to say. He claimed he once saw an alien which was about 8 to 9 feet tall interacting with an astronaut during a Space Shuttle mission. He said he was monitoring the mission from the Kennedy Space Center. He said the mission was one of those top secret Defense Department missions. While he watched the monitor, he saw the alien. He said it was interacting with two astronauts in the shuttle bay. He went on to say the alien ship was secured in a safe orbit near the shuttle. So, what was the reply by the government and some others? It was he was delusional. He told this story in 2008 and some people were still calling the idea of extraterrestrials a crackpot idea. Extraterrestrials seem to be very interested in our space program. Perhaps they are comparing it the beginning of their own many years ago. We have no way of knowing if they would have started the same way or not, but there is a chance an alien space program might have began with rockets. Anyway, if you want to attract aliens, start a space program, build nukes and create a lot of power plants.